You know, it's a curious thing how some people seem to attract wealth so naturally, without forcing it, without chasing it, as if money and opportunity simply find their way to them. And if you look closely, you may begin to realize that the difference isn't always in what they do. It's in how they see themselves, how they carry themselves, what they unconsciously believe they deserve. You see, wealth doesn't just follow effort, it follows identity. And the truth is, you already have the capacity within you to become a magnet for prosperity. Not by pretending, but by returning to the version of you that already knows how to receive. Because something inside you, perhaps buried beneath old conditioning, still remembers what it's like. It still remembers what it's like to be in harmony with abundance, to let it flow, to welcome it, to walk in the world as someone who doesn't have to force wealth. Because wealth is already being drawn in, and in just a moment, you're going to begin a journey inward to rediscover that natural alignment. Not by becoming something you're not, but by remembering what you've always been. And as you listen now, you may already begin to feel something shift, something waking up, something returning. So go ahead now and just allow yourself to settle in, because you're about to meet the wealth within. You don't have to try to change anything right now. You don't need to force anything, because change often happens, not through trying harder, but through becoming different. And when it comes to wealth, most people think it's something you go out and get. But what if it's something you simply attract because of who you are? What if money naturally moves towards certain people? Not because they chase it, but because of how they see themselves. And in just a little while, you might discover something powerful. That deep down, you've always been someone wealth has been looking for. So for now, you can simply let go. Let the world fade for a little while. Let the outside dissolve. And notice the gentle rhythm of your breath. The rising and falling, like waves flowing in and out. Each breath drawing you deeper, deeper into that part of you that always listens, that always remembers, that always knows how to heal and how to grow. And if your thoughts drift, that's okay, because there's another part of you still receiving everything you need. Now, imagine yourself standing before a quiet pool. The surface is still, clear as glass. And when you look into it, you don't just see a reflection. You see a possibility. The image of the you who is already living in alignment with wealth. And as you step closer, maybe something begins to shift. Because that version of you already exists deep inside. And you are now walking the path back to that core, to that truth. And every breath, every word, takes you deeper into it now. That's it. You know, there's a story about a sculptor who was once asked, "How did you carve such a beautiful figure from that block of stone?" And he smiled and said, "I didn't carve it. I just removed what wasn't part of it." He didn't build the sculpture. He revealed it. And I wonder if you're beginning to realize that the wealth identity isn't something you have to invent. It's already there. You're simply clearing away the old beliefs that were never part of it. And as you relax even more deeply now, that's it. You can begin to feel it, a shift in the way you see yourself. Because this is not about acting like someone who has money. This is about being someone who naturally attracts it. And you may begin to notice a posture shift, a feeling of quiet confidence rising from within, a subtle knowing that money flows to you, that opportunities open for you, that people recognize your value, that resources find their way into your hands, because you've stepped into the identity of the one who was always meant to receive, to circulate, to expand wealth. And the more you feel this identity, the more the world reflects it back to you. Noticing little things, like someone offering you something unexpected, a new opportunity showing up, the way others respond to your energy, the way you respond to yourself. Good. That's it. So there was a man who once kept a broken compass. No matter how many times he checked it, it always pointed in the wrong direction. So he stopped trusting it and wandered without aim. But one day, someone gave him a magnet, and that magnet repolarized that compass. And from that day on, the needle always pointed true. Wherever he stood, he always knew the way forward. You are that magnet now. You align the world around you. You draw in the things you once chased, because now they find you. And perhaps now, the old identity is simply melting away. The one that doubted. The one that chased. The one that wondered if it was even possible. That version of you is no longer needed, because something else has taken its place. Something stronger, clearer, aligned. You're someone who feels comfortable with money, speaks confidently about value, says yes to opportunities, knows that abundance is natural, not rare. Because abundance is who you are now. Not something you seek, something you live from. Every cell of your being remembers. This is your truth. And I wonder how soon you'll notice the difference. Maybe it's tomorrow, when you make a bold decision, or say yes to something big, or turn down something small because you know your worth. Maybe it's when you find yourself smiling at how easily something valuable came your way. Or maybe it's right now, as you realize that money isn't something that changes who you are. It's something that reflects who you've already become. And in a moment, I'll count from 1 to 5. And with each number, you'll bring back this new alignment, this new identity, this truth that money finds you. 1, becoming aware of the energy around you. 2, feeling clarity like sunlight washing through your mind. 3, anchoring this magnetic self in every breath. 4, bringing with you confidence, calmness, and joy. 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling powerful, aligned, and ready. And over the next hours and the next few days, you may notice wealth responding to you differently. Money arriving more easily. Opportunities appearing more often. People treating you with more respect and interest. Because this identity shift is complete. You've stopped trying to be wealthy. You've started living as someone who naturally attracts it. And now that you are that person, the world will rise to meet you.